second shot, double interference, and only once. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Second chance points is a term not unique to basketball. On Saturday at the MHSAA Lower Peninsula Division I Boys Swimming and Diving Finals at Holland, Caden Soto from one of the hometown teams, West Ottawa, made the best of his second shot.
Soto in lane four. Brownell in lane five. They're swimming for the competition. They're swimming for a state title. Who will win the state title? It is going to be Soto! The state championship is coming back to the Lakeshore!
Gary Ratzke from the NFHS Network on the call of the final event of the day, the 400-yard freestyle relay, where Soto swam the final leg and gave his team the victory in the race and in the meet by 6/100ths of a second. It was West Ottawa's first title in nearly 50 years. Earlier in the meet, Soto had placed second in the 100 breaststroke, setting the stage for the winner-take-all scenario in the 400 free with Detroit Catholic Central. You can read more about the boys' swimming and diving finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website and watch the finals in all three divisions on demand for free at MHSAA TV. And our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Elena Vargo, who led her Farmington United squad to the team title last Friday at the MHSAA Girls Gymnastics Finals and then went out and claimed top individual all-around honors in Division I on Saturday, finishing first in the vault, the uneven parallel bars, and the floor exercise. And our other game ball goes to Sammy Vola of Detroit Country Day, who turned back 25 of 26 shots on goal on Saturday, leading the Yellow Jackets to a 4-1 win over Houghton for their second straight Division III title. You can watch all of the games from last weekend's ice hockey action right now for free on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's see if you can make the call on this basketball play. A player on the blue team drives towards the basket and attempts a shot. The ball banks off the backboard and heads towards the rim. While the ball is on the rim, another player on the blue team and a player from the red team hit it at the same time and the ball falls into the basket. You make the call. Does the basket count? Do you call basket interference? And on which team? And which team gets the ball? If a player from each team touches the ball on the rim at the same time, you have simultaneous basket interference and the ball is instantly dead. There is no basket and you resume action with the ball being put into play by the team with the alternating possession arrow.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. We've been playing boys basketball in this state for 94 years under the MHSAA banner and 47 years for the girls. In our history lesson today, we're going to look at something which, believe it or not, has only happened once. In over 425 championship games for the boys, 190 for the girls, only 71 games, about 12%, have been decided by two or fewer points. Of that 71, you can count on two hands the number of games that have been decided at the final buzzer. And of less than 10 games, only once has a game-winning shot come from beyond the midcourt line. Chris Coles of Saginaw Buena Vista launched a 70-foot shot that went through the hoop at the buzzer, touching off pandemonium in Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor as the Knights defeated the defending champion Flint Beecher 33-32 for the 1986 Class B title. Over time, the proverbial fish gets longer and longer, but every other buzzer beater, including Andre Mitchell's game winner for Detroit East Catholic in 1997, and even a shot which tied the game at the end of regulation, Kevin Smith of Birmingham Brother Rice, against Lansing Everett and Irvin Johnson 20 years earlier, were in their own half court. But that's the beauty of March magic, the shots and the legends. And let's leave you today with that shot and those legends with the call of the Chris Coles play from 1986 with Rick Berkey and Ed Phelps. So long, everybody.
Second one off the mark. Jackson Coles could win it if he makes it. Oh, my goodness!